Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Visiting with us on the program, we have Dr. Julian C. Miraville, a PhD and an award-winning teacher, author, and professional speaker. Originally from Paris, France, he is among the founding scholars in the emerging field of positive communication. He's published in the most rigorous journals in the field of communication, is the author of The Art of Positive Communication and How Communication Scholars Think and Act, and has delivered hundreds of keynotes, trainings, and workshops on effective communication. Dr. Miraville is a TEDx speaker and founder of the Positive Communication Network, a community dedicated to creating better social worlds through positive communication. He is also the co-author of Positive Communication for Leaders, Proven Strategies for Inspiring Unity and Effecting Change. And Dr. Miraville, thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome. Great to have you out to be with us here today. So for starters, tell us what positive communication behaviors make the most difference for leaders today.
So, you know, in the model that I developed and in the book that Alex Langen and I just published in July, we really focus on six behaviors that are the heart of really how to use the power of positive communication in personal and professional lives. So I'm going to list them very quickly. The first behavior is greeting. Second behavior is asking questions. The third behavior is complimenting. The fourth behavior is disclosing, which really means revealing information genuinely and authentically. The fifth behavior is encouraging. And then the last behavior is listening. And so if you can master these six practices or behaviors, you're going to start seeing a huge impact in the way that you relate to other people.
That is certainly some great information already. Good stuff. Why is positive communication so critical for leaders? Touch on that.
I mean, you know, so all leaders are always in a position to influence people. But very often leaders don't know how. And so one of the key ways that you can really create a great team, that you can create an environment where people feel valued, where they feel respected, where they feel included, which is really now at the heart of almost every workplace and every employee. And the only way to do that really is to use communication in particular ways to get that done. So the real asset from our vantage point is, if you're in a leadership role, it's because you want to have an impact. But what prevents you or hurts you along the way is your ability to communicate. And so if you can master that, you're going to be able to create a better team. You're going to be able to create a better workplace for people. And then really what the research is showing, it's also helping you with all of your outcomes, right? So including satisfaction in the workplace and productivity, and also your ability to reach extraordinary results and goals.
Now, speaking of the workplace, how can you create a positive workplace environment for all? I'm sure who wouldn't want to know more about that?
So, I mean, what the research would show is if you want to create a great workplace, you need to focus on four things, right? One of them is the climate. The other one are the relationships. The third one is what we call the meaning, you know, like what's the why that people need to work towards? What's the purpose? What's our mission? And then the fourth one is communication. And communication is at the heart of all of these other ones. So really what I would say is, if you want to have an impact as a leader on your organization and create this great workplace, the main way to get there is to improve the way you communicate with other people. And then secondary, finding ways of making sure that other people are communicating with each other in those ways too.
Certainly do appreciate your visit with us here today. We're speaking with Dr. Julian C. Miraville, a PhD and the founder of the Positive Communication Network, a community dedicated to creating better social worlds through positive communication. He's also the co-author of Positive Communication for Leaders, Proven Strategies for Inspiring Unity and Effecting Change. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Dr. Miraville, how can you create a highly cohesive team?
So, you know, in the book, that's a great question. In the book, we focus on a couple of things. So if you want to create a great team, one of the things you have to do is you, as a leader, have to connect meaningfully with each member of that team, right? You have to create meaningful interactions with them. You also have to get to know your people. So that's why we talk so much about the power of asking questions. You have to understand, well, what do they like to do for fun? What are their habits? What energizes them? What strength do they have? What are some areas of improvement? But how can you orient their goals with the things that they're really good at? And if you don't know your people, you're not going to be able to create a great team. And then the second thing is creating an environment where people can freely express themselves, even if that means that what they will say may contradict current thinking, may even have diverging viewpoints. The more you can create an environment where people will reveal their ideas freely, without really holding back, the more you're going to get people to then create a greater sense of connection and ultimately work through problems much more effectively. So two behaviors that are part of our model is greeting and disclosing, and those are the two that I just touched on.
Good stuff there. Great information. And also, how can you use the power of positive communication to affect real change?
So, you know, one of the challenges we hear from people very often is that people don't want to be inauthentic, right? They don't want to be pretending. Positive communication really is not about doing that. It's really about finding ways of engaging with people meaningfully. So if you want authenticity in the workplace, you have to create authentic communication with them. And that may simply start by, I think, setting up some clear sense of purpose and some clear sense of what the goals are that people are working towards. And the more you can answer that why by building upon a sense of what people really believe in, the more you can match your employees' vision of the company with your vision as a leader, the stronger you're going to be able to create that kind of context of authenticity in my book.
Dr. Miravel, we certainly thank you so much for your time, for the feedback and insight shared here today on positive communication for leaders. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to leave us with as we conclude today?
Yeah, the parting tip would be, you know, in our book, we really focus on six behaviors. Each of them means something very simple. One, find ways of connecting with people. That's greeting. Two, use questions to discover people around you. Simple questions like, what do you like to do for fun? Or tell me more about this. Three, find opportunities to compliment other people. Build on their strength. Four, disclose, reveal who you are. Share your stories, share your ideas, and create an environment where people can be transparent. Five, encourage. When people have a hard time or if there's a crisis, find ways of alleviating the distress and really be concerned about your people's well-being. And then six, when all else is not working, try to listen more deeply to your stakeholders, to understand their viewpoints, and to really seek to appreciate that difference. And if you do these six things, you're going to notice that you're going to become a much stronger leader.
Those concluding remarks certainly should excite leaders tuning in here today. Really appreciate your expertise and for joining us here today. Of course, you're the co-author of Positive Communication for Leaders, Proven Strategies for Inspiring Unity and Effecting Change. Where can listeners pick up this book and also get more information on yourself as well as the Positive Communication Network?
So the book is available on Amazon.com. We also have brand new website called positivecommunicationforleaders.com, where we have more information about the book, also where to get it, and also some free stuff. So please come see us at positivecommunicationforleaders.com and be a friend with me on LinkedIn. I'd love to connect and keep sharing these ideas.
Hey, that sounds like a great idea. And folks, you can expect to find this link within the show notes of this broadcast and all links accordingly. Again, Dr. Miravel, all the best, and thanks so much for what you're doing, for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate you very much.
And I appreciate you as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Julian C. Miravel, a PhD and the founder of the Positive Communication Network, a community dedicated to creating better social worlds through positive communication. He's also the co-author of Positive Communication for Leaders, Proven Strategies for Inspiring Unity and Effecting Change. And for all the details, once again, visit julianmiravel.com. www.enterpriseradio.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.